Good afternoon, sir. Could you state, what's your name, please?
Jakari McCoy.
Okay, I have it.
All right, Mr. Quinones will conduct your hearing.
Thank you. Sir, can you state your full name, pardon me, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Jakari McCoy, DOC number 191770.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 16, 2019. Is that correct, sir? That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. McCoy, do solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. McCoy, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they're true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal division company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about December 10, 2018 for the task lab report dated December 14, 2018. Mr. McCoy, is this true or false?
Sure.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about December 10, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated December 14, 2018. Mr. McCoy, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. And allegation number three, violation of condition number four is demonstrated by your failure to complete programming at building blocks through residential community behavior modification program on or about December 10, 2018, as directed on December 4th, 2018. Mr. McCoy, is this true or false?
I'm not gonna answer that way.
Well, okay, let me state it again. Violation of condition number four was that you failed to complete programming at building blocks, the building blocks program, through the residential community behavior modification program on or about December 10, 2018, as directed on December 4th, 2018. Did you complete that programming at building blocks?
No.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Okay, so that's true?
Yes.
Okay. Based on Mr. McCoy's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Just 1 second. And seconded by Mr. Neal, is that correct?
Yes.
Agreed upon by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. McCoy, we are going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner our community corrections hearings officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, sir.
Okay. You ready, sir?
Yes.
McCoy was released from ADC custody on 6/25/2018 and arrested on 12/11/2018 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12/11/2018 with a CSED of 9/23/2019, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, burglary, second degree, 7 years. Prior convictions, 2004, aggravated assault, 5 years. 2009, leaving an accident with a death and injury, 1 year, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang, young but dangerous. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2010, TIS release, completed 5 months. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with violence, weapons, drugs, intoxicants, and rioting known. There have been other arrests, however, the charges have either been dismissed or not filed. He has a GB score of G5, B6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. McCoy. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections in June with an approved residence with Alicia Stewart in Phoenix.
Yes.
In August of 2018, you moved in with your brother Marquis Perkins. On November 2nd, 2018, you were evicted from the brother's residence and had been staying with Dominique Reed in Phoenix. On November 21st, 2018, you told your parole officer that you moved into your own apartment, 2606 North 44th Street, Unit 205 in Phoenix. This was done without the officer's permission or knowledge. You had your mother place the apartment in her name so that you could reside there. You were directed to get placed on the lease, and then on December 4, 2018, you were placed in the V-Ray for the RCBM program. We have employment notes that you began work at Publish Sun Produce in Phoenix. Is that the only place you worked when you were outside of prison?
No, I haven't worked there, and I can't remember the half, or not half, but else the other space I was working at.
Okay. We have programming notes that in November you were directed to have a mental health assessment completed before November 21st. At that time, you had failed a mental health assessment. You were referred to task for writing your analysis. On August 9, 2018, you were provided the task PIN. You submitted 5 urine samples. On July 17, 2018, you had a negative. On August 9th, it was diluted. Your urine samples on September 5th, 2018, and October 24th were positive for THC. And then on November 28th and December 10th, 2018, you had positives for methamphetamine. You have sanctions notes, much of which relates to your urinalysis and drug use. Moving down to December 9, 2018, you went off, okay, pardon me, you were at the VBRCBM program. You stated you'd be dirty on December 4th. You were later positive for methamphetamine and THC. Okay, and then December 9, 2018, you went off site without permission. When you returned later that day, you tested positive for methamphetamine and THC. You can t- continued to be housed in Smart Focus December 10th. You went offsite again without permission. I think you said you were self-medicating because your soon-to-be child's mother was going to leave you. You stated that you were talking to staff at Beaver that morning, were having a panic attack, or probably stated that you're having a panic attack, trying to move through this. It's a very long statement.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so by December 10, 2018, you stated that you were at Vibra, that you're being discharged because they found a bag of white substance in your property when searching it. You stated that the substance was baking soda for your feet. You did not explain why you had baking soda in a baggie. You were directed to submit a urine sample that day on December 11th. And December 10th, you were positive for methamphetamine and THC. So, sorry that that's a long statement by your parole officer. So, really, Mr. McCoy, your violation has much to do with ongoing drug use. So, did you have some sort of substance abuse or addiction problem with methamphetamine, or did you have a history of methamphetamine?
Well, actually, my methamphetamine discharge was in prison a few years back.
You started using methamphetamine in prison?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a man done in just a matter of, you know, not to take a shot at. And I tried to go in there, and it's been a monkey. I've been trying to get up my back for a while.
Okay, sir. And looks like that you were arrested on a tech warrant relating to your drugs. So what are your plans with dealing with your drug use, sir?
Well, as far as my drug use, I've been clean from, I've been clean from about Christmas till now.
That's a good sign.
I'm done crying about it. I'm done. Because the first 9 days of prison, I saw the kids cry. I had to be self-supervised to mental breakdowns. I've been working on getting focused for my kids that's coming up real soon.
And certainly, I commend you for that, especially when there's kids involved. Have you been going to any AA or NA since you've been inside prison?
Well, since I've been inside prison, I actually recently got a cell change, so I've been in a hole in the last 2 weeks. But I've been doing like a whole, like a whole hands-on kind of program, like self-study.
Sorry, go
ahead. And recognizing that you know how to respond to different situations and how to change the behavior first and then the feelings towards something to change afterwards. And so that's what I've been doing, taking it one day at a time with the drugs. I don't want to write a check and I can't cash and say, oh, I'm clear, I'm ready to go. No, I know it's an uphill battle. But I know I have the support behind me that I need and the motivation in front of me to get there.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions for fellow board members. Mr. McCoy, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
Well, the recovery program was a 90-day medical program. What is what I was asking for, what I'm hoping for, is a chance to complete that 90-day program where I'm at now, continue to self-study and hopefully build a solid enough foundation for when I do get this.
Okay, sir. Thank you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you will just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Mr. McCoy's issues, especially because we recognize there's so much drug addiction in the community or drug abuse. And it is tragic that he was exposed to methamphetamine inside the prison system. But based on everything we've gathered today, it sounds like his parole officer was really working with him. And we often hear people ask for treatment or second chances, but that was what community supervision was about in the first place. I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to the community, and I think he might be best served just completing his time and coming out free and clear, pardon me, to pursue his own interests. But that's where I will begin the discussion. But I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W3591, our discussion with Mr. Corey as well as Mr. McCoy, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, and move to revoke community supervision as Mr. McCoy was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse at a criminal laser company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal of Newport, by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. McCoy, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about September 23rd, 2019. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, but it is a matter of months, thank God, and not years. So we encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. I'm impressed that you're doing self-study right now. You stated that you're in the hole, but if you're released from that level, please, we encourage you to attend AA or NA and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We do want to see you succeed out there and put this chapter of your life behind you and hope to never see you again in Orange. The ceremony is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. McCoy, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.